Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written Word.
This is Bible Call Tape number 652. The Bible, Part 1 for Children, Grades 2 through 5. The Bible is the most widely read book of all times. You might have a copy somewhere in your home. Maybe you have been given, or soon will be given, a copy of the Bible for your very own. But why do so many people buy and read the Bible, and why should you be interested in learning about this book? The Bible is God's Word and contains all of the things that God now wishes us to know. God has not spoken to any man for hundreds of years, but long ago, God told great men what to write. The things that these men wrote, called books, were kept safe by God over hundreds of years and then were formed into a single, larger book that we call the Bible. God still watches over His Word so everyone can study the Bible and find what He wants them to do and how He wants them to live. The Bible tells us that God created the world and how He taught and helped people long ago. It also tells how we can please God today. But how do we know that these writings from long ago are really from God and are not just the ideas of men? Do we really know that the Bible is God's Word? People sometimes use other books than the Bible to help them understand God and His ways. But of all the books on earth, the Bible is one of the very few that claims or tells us that it is the Word of God. This claim by itself would not be proof that God's Word is in the Bible. But there is more proof, much, much more. The Bible teaches many scientific facts, and it always teaches them accurately. To be accurate means to be right. We call this scientific accuracy. Wise men in ages past often looked at the Word of God and laughed, saying that its teachings about the earth and about creation could not be true. Long ages ago, wise men thought all sorts of funny things about the shape of the earth and how it was held up. Some thought the earth was held on the back of a great turtle that swam in an endless sea. Until the time of Columbus, most men believed the earth to be flat. Yet more than 2,000 years ago, God told one of the writers of the Old Testament, a man named Job, to write that God had hung the earth upon nothing. And that is just the way the earth is held up. You can see how very good this description is when you see a picture of the earth that has been taken from a spacecraft. Here we see that the Bible was right all the time, and the wise men of old times were wrong. This scientific accuracy is shown again and again in the Bible. The Bible is also right about things that have happened in the past, that is, about history. This is called historic accuracy, and it is another proof that God told the writers of the Bible what to say. When the Bible tells of events, times, people, and places, it does so without mistake. Several times not long ago, historians, people who study history, could find no proof in history that a king or a city or a people had ever existed as told in the Bible. And so some historians laughed at the Bible and taught that it was not true. But soon, some new discovery, like a book, papers, or stone tablets dug from an ancient buried city, proved that what the Bible had said was true after all. In yet another wonderful way, we know that the Bible is God's Word. We know this by the prophecies that are found in the Bible. A prophecy is when one is told what will happen in the future, like tomorrow or next year or in 100 years. Later, when the thing really happens, the prophecy has come true. There are many prophecies in the Bible. Many have already come true, but some are yet to happen. Over 300 prophecies about Jesus came true exactly. These were written in the Old Testament, some of them more than 1,000 years before Jesus' birth. The New Testament shows us how and when these things came true during Jesus' earthly life. Only God could have told the writers of the Old Testament about what would happen. From this we know that the Bible is the Word of God. The Bible is divided into two smaller groups of books. The older group is called the Old Testament, and the newer group is called the New Testament. Many men wrote the Old Testament over a time longer than 1,000 years, but the Old Testament was finished some 500 years before Jesus' birth, which was almost 2,000 years ago. The New Testament was written by a small group of Jesus' followers, most of which were his very special friends called apostles. The final book of the Bible was written by the Apostle John near the end of the first century, 1,900 years ago. God has given different kinds of laws or rules for different people at different times during history. Long ago, God had only one rule and all men worshipped him the same way. The oldest father of each tribe or family was the ruler and led the worship. This was called the Patriarch Age. Patriarch means father. Later, God made a single tribe into a special people called Israel, after the name of their greatest patriarch. These people were the Hebrews, and God gave them a special law called the Law of Moses. Included in this law were the Ten Commandments, but God did not give this law to any other people. During the time that the Hebrews lived under the law of Moses, the other peoples of the earth continued to live and to worship under the patriarchs. During these many, many centuries, most of the other people gradually stopped worshiping God and began worshiping idols. This is called idol worship, and it displeases God very much. But the Hebrews continued to worship God and to live by the law of Moses. When Jesus came and taught about God's will and was killed, the law of Moses ended. Jesus came to earth to end the law of Moses and to give all men a better law. The better law that Jesus gave is called the perfect law of liberty. You can read about this new law in the New Testament. The Old Testament contains history about the creation of the earth, about the patriarchs, and about how God helped the Hebrews and gave them a special law. It tells us about many things that happened long, long ago. One of these things is, for example, about when David fought Goliath. The New Testament tells about Jesus' birth, life, death, and how he arose from the dead and came back to life. It tells us how Jesus wants us to live. It also tells us about when the church was started and how the very first Christians worshiped God and taught about the new law. The new law that Jesus gave to us when he died is found in the writings of the apostles. These writings, the New Testament, are our guide today. The New Testament also tells us something about how things will be after the end of the world. The Old Testament is not a law or a rule for us today. We read it to learn how God used to deal with people and how he created the world. The New Testament gives us our law, and by reading it, we can find how we are to obey God and how he wants us to live our lives. The New Testament contains God's promises to us for a life forever after this life if we will live to please God. Here are some Bible verses for you to study. Job chapter 26, verse 7 in the Old Testament. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35 in the New Testament. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, and James chapter 1, verse 25. This study continues on tape number 653, The Bible, Part 2. Please call Bible Call to hear this tape. Ask for tape number 653. Thank you for your call.